The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Usually when I come before a new group of people in a mass or in a workshop or in a gathering and a retreat, I give them a little bit of my background and tell about my spiritual journey so they know who I am, but also because we all have a spiritual journey. We all have a story, a faith story, and we need to reflect on that periodically, where God has been in our lives, how God has been in our lives, and what God calls us to. I was born and raised in North Hollywood, California, down the road. Went to Catholic school, St. Charles Borromeo, was an altar boy, a choir boy under Paul Solomonovich when he first started out. That's how old I am. And went to high school in Notre Dame High School, went away to college, and it's there that I met my wife. And everybody goes, "Whoa, wait a minute." We married, we had three children. I was in the Army for 23 years, served in the Army, we traveled a lot. And we became what, you know, was called Christmas Easter Catholics. We went to Mass and church, Christmas and Easter. I once gave this talk to a Lutheran group, and afterwards they said, "Oh yeah, we have Easter, Christmas, Lutherans too. We know what that is." And we drifted away from the church, and my wife died of cancer, and I had to examine all sorts of things. Where I was in my life, I made a list and said, take care of finances, take care of the house, take care of the kids, do this, do that. And there was a question in there. And that question was, what is my relationship with God? Many years later, I found that list and said, boy, that's really interesting. I asked it as a question. What is my relation? Where is God in my life? And about 2 years after the death of my wife, I decided to make a retreat. And I was in Georgia at the time, having just retired from the military. And I asked the Army chaplain who cared for my family where I could make a retreat. And he said, well, here are a couple of places. And then he said, well, here's a retreat house, a Jesuit retreat house in Atlanta. And I said, oh, I know the Jesuits. I was Jesuit educated at Georgetown. I'll go there. I hadn't been in contact with them in a long time, but I'll go there. And when I got there on this three-day retreat, it's still as vivid as anything in my mind. The priest got up there and he said, you know, I'm going to base this retreat on this book right here. It's the Holy Bible. I'm a born-again Christian and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Now, I'd been in the South a long time. Now, I know Southern Baptists, but this was, I hadn't expected this. But in the meantime, during that retreat, I had a conversion experience. I experienced God's love through his passion and death in a very real way. And so after that three-day retreat, I got back on Sunday and kept my quiet. On a Monday, I had two of my sons there for dinner, and I said, I've got to tell you, I'm going to be a priest. Oh, it gets better. Literally, one of them said, "Dad, don't you have to go to Mass for that?" I said, "That's taken care of." And I investigated a number. I knew that I wanted to go into an order and take the vows of chastity, obedience, and poverty. Have no idea why, but just felt called to that. And I investigated the Jesuits again, and their formation time, their seminary time, is something like 12 years. And I said, you know what'll happen? I'll be ordained and start drawing Social Security on the same day. I can't do that. But to make a long story short, I did join the Jesuits. They gave me a little credit for life experiences. So my seminary time and all the time that we had was only 8 years before being ordained. I've been ordained now for 16 years, and I can count that because the month after I was ordained, I baptized my first granddaughter. So my journey has been one of great grace, hearing God's call, and just responding to where God is in my life and our lives, and how God just works in such strange ways. So I have 3 sons, 7 grandchildren. I do various ministries and help out at a couple of other parishes, or one other parish in Sherman Oaks. I do various sacramental ministries around. I'm also a documentary filmmaker, so I do that on subjects of social justice and spirituality. And at the same time, I live with my youngest son, who's somewhat handicapped, and he has partial custody of his 9-year-old twins. So I'm a grandfather at that time, a priest, a father, and have a number of other things going on in my life. And I've been coming to, as I said at the beginning, I've been coming to Holy Family now for 5 or 6, 7 years. And one of the things that strikes me about Holy Family is, as they say, you are a vibrant community. It is always a joy to come here and be with you and celebrate the sacraments and celebrate the Eucharist and to see all that's going on in this parish. You are truly blessed by all the great ministries you have and the outreach that you do and how important that is in our world, especially today and these days, where outreach and reaching out to other people is so important. And I'll just tell you, I've given some fiery speeches about that and reaching out to all those who are in need in our world today and all who need shepherding. So I'm blessed to be here. I'm happy to be here to share with you. I hope to be able to do some of the other Sunday masses. Father Joe has been delayed. He's coming, but he's having visa problems. And can't imagine where that comes from, but it must be because he's coming to this active parish, I don't know. But he's been delayed, and then all sorts of other things going on in the parish with vacations, etc., and Father Marlin leaving, so they asked me to fill in to this Sunday. So it's a great joy to be with you and to share my faith journey, because we all have faith journeys, and we all need to reflect on that and be grateful to God for all that he's done. And I just close with a statement, and I've never looked back after that weekend of retreat. Thank you.